From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more uncertainty about Syrian talks. Indirect talks in Geneva to find a way to end Syria's civil war slipped into disarray Tuesday, with neither side holding formal sessions with a UN envoy. Meanwhile, the Syrian government on Tuesday allowed trucks carrying humanitarian aid to travel into a rebel-held area near Damascus as a demonstration of goodwill. The opposition, however, called it an empty gesture. The United States and its allies said they will accelerate and intensify their campaign against the Islamic State militant group. The foreign ministers of 23 nations met in Rome Tuesday to discuss the matter. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was one of them.
We are intensifying pressure. We are complicating Daesh's efforts to recruit foreign fighters, to be able to plan attacks, to move personnel, to maintain supply lines between Raqqa and Mosul.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. A United Nations agency says North Korea has announced plans to launch an Earth observation satellite later this month. The Geneva-based International Telecommunication Union confirmed to VOA that North Korea has sent notification of its intention to launch a satellite between February 8th and February the 25th. It says the satellite will have a duration of 4 years and will be launched in a non-geostationary orbit. Two passengers were injured Tuesday when a plane taking off from Mogadishu, Somalia, was struck by an explosion. The blast blew a hole in the side of the plane, which made an emergency landing. Airline officials gave no reason for the explosion. This is VOA News. The 2016 U.S. presidential campaign quickly moved Tuesday to the northeastern state of New Hampshire, that coming a day after Texas Senator Ted Cruz won the Republican caucus vote in Iowa. On the Democratic side in Iowa, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton barely edged ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders. Lawyers for comedian Bill Cosby are seeking to have criminal charges of sexual assault thrown out, contending he signed an immunity from prosecution with a former district attorney 10 years ago. Bruce Castor, who was district attorney for Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, testified Tuesday that he decided not to bring criminal charges against Cosby in 2005 to make it easier for the alleged victim to collect damages in a civil suit. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has laid out his military spending priorities for the 2017 Pentagon budget. The $583 billion budget request shifts the weight of defense spending to five challenges, including competition from Russia and China, regional threats from North Korea and Iran, and the threat of terrorism. U.S. President Barack Obama met with top Republican congressional leaders Tuesday and laid out five legislative priorities for 2016. The White House said Mr. Obama wants Congress to approve the Pacific Rim Free Trade Pact, resolve the financial crisis in the U.S. island territory of Puerto Rico, support more research for finding a cure for cancer, ease mandatory prison sentences for some criminals, and fight the country's opioid addiction epidemic. European leaders are reviving a plan that they hope will persuade Britain to stay in the 28-member European Union. Britain's initial reaction to the new plan is that it makes real progress. Prime Minister David Cameron said more work is to be done, but it appears there can be real change in relations between Britain and the European alliance.
We'll still be a full member of the things that matter to us, but we will never be in the single currency. That is not for us. We will never be in the Schengen No Borders Agreement. That is not for us. We're going to keep our borders.
The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, circulated his draft proposals Tuesday. Since May, more than 40 suspected jihadists have been caught entering Europe while posing as Syrian war refugees. That information comes from the U.S.-based Terrorism Research and Analyst Consortium. Observers anticipate more infiltration attempts. Spain's King Felipe has nominated socialist chief Pedro Sanchez to try to form a new government. Sanchez will lead talks with political parties to form a government, which will then have to face a confidence vote in Parliament. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down today. In Asia today, stock markets are mixed at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.